This recording, Jiangsu 35, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Coma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Coma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in the North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her knit, and headed for work. Then she got there. There was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Then Sarah had managed to bathe the goose. She wiped her off with the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Today, I would like to talk something about my hometown. My hometown is Suzhou, and it is a place where you can find many classical gardens. It is known as the land of fish and rice, and somebody will call it the Venice in the East. Nowadays, Suzhou is not only famous for its classical gardens, but its rapid growing economy. We know that Suzhou are divided into 3 parts. The main old district, the Singapore's and Suzhou Industrial Park, and the high-tech park. The main old district of Suzhou is the origin part of Suzhou, while the Suzhou and Singapore Industrial Park is where I live.
控制冷热，好是自然玩的。制约好的辰光，已经复杂，你才会觉得蛮开心的。有朋友从来远的地方过来，你也会得觉得蛮开心的。人发泄的辰光，才会觉得不开心。按那样子的话，你才是蛮有礼貌的。味正是自然玩的。制约水与三八，一句闲话才可是侬的财富包含进去的。 所以呢讲四五十至于门关于谢个问题只要热进谢个人谁是能给抚养那个咬娘个人至于母爱于给谁能养多个咬娘个也是你发谢进那么难道母的给有啥区别呢只要死之受于孤之受于属之受于您一浪样子的话哪可能屁股人高呢哪可能张枪呢